It is important, however, to first define the left and right. Although the left does include radicals like Antifa and the right includes white nationalists, these groups aren't our focus. For the purposes of this book, when we mention left and right, we invite you to think of the most ideological flanks of the Congressional Progressive Caucus and the Freedom Caucus. It's still a rough proxy, but we hope you get the point. The Green New Deal versus Make America Great Again. The Green New Deal, proposed in early 2019 by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Democrat New York, and Senator Edward Markey, Democrat Massachusetts, and endorsed by several Democratic presidential contenders, is still more aspirational idea than actual policy agenda. But it envisions a new national, social, industrial, and economic mobilization on a scale not seen since World War II, to combat climate change, to correct economic and social injustices, and to guarantee employment, housing, and health care. Make America Great Again combines a mix of 1950s nostalgia, 1980s economics, and President Trump's skepticism toward trade and immigration. The Green New Deal and Make America Great Again resonate because they speak to real and urgent concerns. Climate change is happening, and it's getting worse. Globalization and free trade have not distributed their benefits equitably, and too many American communities have been left behind with little hope for the future. Meanwhile, business and political leaders have contributed to or overseen catastrophic failures like the 2008 financial crisis, while others suffered the consequences. No one went to jail. No one took the blame. They got reelected. They got bonuses. Millions of Americans, on the other hand, lost their jobs and were evicted from their homes. Americans are ticked off, and they have a right to be. Make America Great Again and the Green New Deal offer radically different visions to address this anger, but they both tap into a deep well of anger in the electorate, and they are great brands. Trump, of course, rode Make America Great Again to victory in 2016. As of early 2019, large majorities of Americans said they supported the goals of the Green New Deal. The problem, as we'll explore throughout this book, is that both visions too often entail simplistic, unworkable solutions to exceptionally complex challenges. Make America Great Again and the Green New Deal, when you look behind the slogans and into the policies, are underpinned by several ideas that push the country much further right or left than most Americans want to go. This is a feature, not a bug. The way incentives are set up in our system today, politicians and even presidential candidates don't need to care about what the majority wants. They only need to respond to the comparatively small number of people and interest groups.